Matthew 24:35 states, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will remain forever." Welcome to Timeless, the radio production of Northside Worship Center. Northside Worship Center is located at 3100 St. Lucie Boulevard in Fort Pierce. Now let's join Pastor Don Putnam.
Being diligent. This is an important subject these days because a lot of people are getting comfortable. Not to embarrass anybody, but I want to ask, has anybody been laid off because of this season we're going through? I want to encourage you, if you've been laid off or your hours are cut back or whatever the case may be, that God's got better plans for you. He's just got better plans for you. He takes good care of those who he loves. And he loves all those who are his children. I'd ask you a little bit earlier, how many of you were blessed? And a number of you responded, I think you all believe you are. And then I said, well, you know, you need to think about what that actually means. That has to do with God's grace. It's not something that you can earn. It's not something that you can work for. It's something you are. Soon as you said, I do to Jesus, the blessings of God came upon your life. Now, you can run away from them as much as you'd like, but they're going to run you down from behind because that's how much he loves you. But what I want to encourage you today is actually turn around and quit trying to run away from him and actually embrace his blessings. Amen? And there are ways to do that, and one way is through our diligence. Now, there's a number of places in the scripture where the term diligence comes forth, but I want to encourage you that it's your diligence that leads to success and achievement. Like very little else, we need to understand this term. Many don't know how to apply diligence to their lives and to unlock the amazing potential that God has within them. By God's grace, I hope that we'll learn more about this important subject today and how it will affect every dimension of your life. Mastery of diligence will cause you to achieve any goal that you can dream. Any goal that you can dream. Are you hearing me today? Many of us have taken jobs, as it were. We may have been tempted to believe that the job was our source. We may have been tempted to believe that the job was the limit of our ability. Well, that's not the case. And many of us are being relieved of these positions so that we can begin to explore the unlimited potential that we have in Christ Jesus. Unlimited potential. Many of you know that often I'll approach you and I'll ask you something like, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? You see, the God who blesses you wants you to have what you want. And many of us feel that we do just what we have to do instead of what we want to do. A great preacher once said to me, if you want success in life, do what you want to do and do a whole lot of it. And you'll find success. You'll have a strong confidence within yourself that you've lived a life worth living instead of existing. You want to live a life that counts for something? Do something that you want to do. See, God has recreated you in his image. He's designed you now to have wants that you never had before. I mean, you've always desired in types and shadows the things that you desire as a believer, but you never really understood that you could have all these things in Christ. Everything, every dream, every desire, every imagination. But you have to be diligent. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a diligent man in his business? He shall stand before kings. He'll not stand before mean men. I like that. He's not going to stand before mean men. How many of you have ever stood before mean men? That's not fun. Because the temptation is there to be mean back. You stand before kings if you're diligent in your business. Proverbs 13:4 says, the soul of the sluggard, desires and has nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Now you need to do a little research on what that means. That means you're going to have more than enough. You're going to have more than enough. Now, it's one thing to have enough. Well, I've got enough. I don't know what your problem is. But if you have more than enough, then the fact that you don't have enough now is my problem. Because that's why God gave me more than enough. You need to get back in your Bible and find out why God wants to bless you. It's so that you can be a blessing to others. That's the reason He blesses you. We need to learn to be diligent in what God has given us. A diligent person is precise and persistent in their work. Let me show you a couple other terms in your thesaurus. It means that you're industrious. It means that you're hardworking. It means you're dependable and punctual. Always goes the extra mile. You're stable, you're reliable, and you're focused. You're consistent, and you're conscientious. That's a whole lot of stuff in being diligent, isn't there? Now, I don't know about you, but when I first read this list to myself, I had to search myself seriously. Because I can say that now there was a time when I was much more diligent in many of these areas than I am now. I must have thought that I was semi-retired or something. We need to remain diligent in our lives, particularly in the things that God's given us to do. What does it look like in practical things? Well, in practicality, let's say that you've taken a J-O-B someplace. I recall a position that I had taken in Tulsa, Oklahoma when we moved out there. Followed the direction of the Lord. And first I took a position just to put bread on the table. That was the wrong reason to take a position, by the way. And then one day, quietly before the Lord, He said, get a load of this. What do you want? See, you wonder where I get this from. What is it that you want? I said, well, you know, I know the industry I came out of. You know, I think, you know, something I've always been interested, Lord, is those big RVs. I like them motorhomes and travel trailers and all that cool stuff. I want to work in that industry for a while. Well, I didn't have any experience in that industry, but I looked in the paper. Nobody was hiring. So I started driving around town, and I kept driving by this huge RV facility and said, God, you know, I'd really like to work there. So I drive up in the driveway and I walk inside and I ask where the general manager is and I said, hi, my name's Don, moved into the area a little while back and I'd really like to work here. I said, well, you know, it was really nice to meet you, glad you did, but you know, we're not hiring right now. This isn't particularly a busy time. But you know, let me keep your application on file. I say, yeah, I would appreciate that because I really am interested in this kind of industry. So came back a little later, and well, actually the next day, and said, hey, how you doing today? Just in the neighborhood, thought I'd stop by. I know a lot of things probably happened yesterday. Want to make sure that, you know, you're not ready to hire today. Well, I did this about 4 times. And last time I came in, I said, hey, you know, I'm really, really handed a whole bunch of things. I actually had a detail business. I can wash these RVs for you. You know, I can go around and I can pick up trash on the parking lot. You know, I really believe that I would be an asset to your company, and I want to go to work for you. You know, what's a guy to do? He said, all right, be here tomorrow morning. So they hired me to work out on the service driveway talking to people when they came in and brought their RVs in. It wasn't long before I was the guy who opened up the store every morning and put the coffee on. I was the guy who locked the doors every night, made sure everything, all the lights were off. I studied about my product. I got before God, and I said, God, I know you put this desire on my heart. I want to know everything I can to be a blessing to these people. So I actually would inquire of the Lord in prayer how I might be a blessing to my employer. A couple years later, not only was I managing the entire department, but I was on the board of directors for the company. I'll tell you, if you're diligent and your heart is in the right place, you are going to rise to the top of wherever you are. This happened again and again and again in my life as I followed God. And it's not about me, because I was only an average student, but I was diligent. You got to be diligent. You have to go after the things that you want. In order to become a beacon that's going to stand out for people to see you, you're going to have to be diligent. If you want to walk in the wealth and the prosperity that God has provided in His Word, and I'm not just talking about money. I hope you folks understand me today. Prosperity has got so little to do with money. Prosperity really has more to do with your ability to meet the needs of somebody else. It really does. That's what prosperity actually is. God desires that you be prosperous so that you can meet the needs of another. But in order for diligence to work to its full degree in your life, you have to understand how to apply it to each part of who you are. How many of you know that you're a three-part being? We've talked about this before. You are a spirit, first and foremost. That's who you are. You are going to live forever. There was a time that you were going to live apart from God. Now you're going to live forever with God. You are a spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, your reasoning, your logic, your emotion. And you live temporarily in a body, or a dirt suit is what I call it. Your dirt suit's going to go back to dirt. God's going to give you a brand new one someday. Woo! Glory. But you need to learn how to apply diligence to all three parts of who you are. First and foremost, your spirit. How can you be diligent in your spirit? How can you be diligent in your spirit? Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Fast. Be a giver. You mean giving will actually cause me to be diligent in my spirit? Yes, it will. You see, giving is a huge part of your walk with God. And again, we're not just talking about money. We're talking about the Word of God coming out of your mouth. Everything works like this. This causes your spirit to rise up. You need to be diligent in releasing your angels. We talked about this last week. Too many people got lazy angels. Now, why would you have a lazy angel? Well, because you're not diligent in the things of the Spirit. You need to be dispatching them, keeping them busy, keeping them working. Too many demons are getting away with too much stuff because you got lazy angels. Thank you for that one. Ooh. Amen. You got to dispatch them. You got to keep filling your eyes with Spirit-filled Word. Words led by the Holy Spirit. Too many people are lazy because they don't understand this discipline in their life. They don't understand what diligence is. Let's read Psalms 1:1-3. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord. And they meditate in it day and night. They meditate in the Word, the law of the Lord, day and night. You see, this is diligence. I know when I first came to faith, I wasn't a particularly good reader. I don't recall that I had ever actually read a book from cover to cover at this point. That's kind of tricky to get through school that way, but there's always stuff on the back page that can help you get through the test. Oh, you've done that. But the first thing that I wanted to do was I wanted to read the Word. So I pored over the Word day and night, just hungrily, just eating it, chewing it up. And slowly but surely, it began to change me inside. I was meditating on the Word day and night. There wasn't anything else I wanted more than to know God intimately. Jesus, speaking in Luke 6, said that you need to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your strength. You got to be diligent. You got to be hungry. And if you are, God will bless you incredibly. Pore over His Word. Meditate on His Word day and night. This will cause your mind to change. The second thing is to be diligent in your soul. It causes us to change the way that we think. The Bible said that we actually have the mind of Christ. How many of you know you have the mind of Christ? Amen. The same ones who know they're blessed. Hallelujah. You have the mind of Christ. If you're diligent in your soul, it will change the way that you think. It will cause you to begin to strategize how to win the lost. It will cause you to begin to imagine what it will be to go deeper and deeper and deeper into a relationship with God. It will cause you to start planning to succeed. I'm making plans to succeed. Yes, I'm making plans to succeed. I am charting my course, and I'm planting good seed. Because deep in my heart, I believe I'm making plans to succeed. This time off that we've had is a perfect time to make plans to succeed. It's a time to get quiet. It's a time to reassess. It's a time to take some of the emphasis off the things that we used to think were important and put them on the things that actually are important, like our family. Like our family, like our relationship to God. You know, sometimes we get so busy that we don't have the time for Him anymore. I'll catch up with you here in a little bit, God. I'm having to get to an appointment right now. Well, you need to be with God on the way to the appointment if you want to be successful. As a man thinks, so is he. If you're one that worries a lot, it means you're focusing on your problems. But see, those who have the mind of Christ, they focus on the solutions, on the answers to the problems, not the problems. See, you don't have problems anymore. You have opportunities for greatness. That's all they are. Just depends on how you look at it, what perspective you have. Because you're diligent in your relationship to God. Some people need to begin to imagine where they're going to be in a year. Well, I think of where I came this year, and I'm in the same place I was last year. Well, then maybe you ought to consider doing something different next year so you can be in a different place next year. What do you imagine that you want to do next year? Well, I imagine this, that, or the other thing. Well, then you need to start planning to get there. Yeah, but everything changed. All the rules changed. Well, you know what happens when the world changes its rules? You win. Because, see, God never changes His, and you're the only one that knows His rules. See, you win in every economy, in every situation, in anything that the world tries to put you in, you win. If you're diligent to follow the directive of God in everything that you do. Say, I win every single time. See, God doesn't lose. Well, He lost in the garden. No, He didn't. He knew about the garden long before what happened in the garden happened. You remember when they saw Jesus coming, they said, behold, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the earth. You see, God gave his only begotten son before he founded the earth. He knew exactly what was going to happen. He never loses. And you're his favorite kid. Therefore, you don't lose either. Amen? Got to change the way you look at this stuff. Imagine, where are you going to be? There was a time when used to ride around in the car and imagine a church. Maybe some of you do this. Yeah. Any empty building, some full buildings, didn't matter to me. Whatever it was, I'd always say, well, that'd make a nice church. Well, that'd make a nice church. Well, that would make a nice church over there. And I used to imagine all the time a church with people in it. In any kind of a structure that you could imagine holding people at all. But you know, we were young in the Lord. We were still, you know, developing in God. There were so many things in our lives that needed to mature before God put us in that place. And you know, the obvious things, you know, you see a nice little storefront in a strip mall and you say, oh, well, that'd make a nice church. And you know, you go talk to the people there and you tell them about Jesus and how wonderful it would be if that building would be used. And they say, yeah, well, you know, I think that would be nice too. It's only $2,000 a month. Well, hey, I was only $1,999 away from happiness. But you know, I still knew that that would be a nice church. Used to dream and used to imagine and was always diligent about, God, I just know that I know that I know that someday, that I'll be able to participate in something like that. Well, there came a day, and it wasn't just the day I came here, but let's talk about the day I came here. There came a day when I didn't need the $2,000 a month. All I needed was faith. Because there came a day when God just handed me the keys and said, okay, now this is your responsibility. Think about that for a minute. Now, what did I have to do to get there? It took a long time and a lot of diligence. You see, I'd been an assistant pastor for 3 different churches. I was there mowing the lawn. I was there cleaning the windows. Whatever needed to be done, I was there doing it. Why? Because I love God. Because I love God. I don't mow grass because grass needs to be mowed. I mow grass because it's God's. If you make yourself invaluable, who do you think is going to get the promotion? I'm just talking in the natural. If you are invaluable, who do you think is going to get the promotion? You are. And imagine the value that you have in God being blessed like you are. You need to plan to succeed. You need to begin to think different thoughts. Proverbs 21:5 said, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenty. But to everybody who is hasty, only want. Only want. So you don't have to worry that it's taking you a little longer to get what it is you want. Don't be hasty. Be patient. Keep moving toward what it is you want. This is the Word of God. I'm reading the Word of God to you. There are benefits to being diligent, whether it's in your business, in your job, in your service to the Lord. Always be diligent. We also use the word to strategize. How many of you know what strategizing is? How to reach the lost. How to press out the walls of the kingdom farther and farther and farther. Always strategizing. A strategist is one who knows how to stay one step ahead of the curve or the problem. They're always strategizing. You know something? Nothing ever takes God by surprise. You know that. Why should anything ever take you by surprise if nothing takes him by surprise? All we got to do is be diligent. Spend more time with him. Pray without ceasing. You The real you is perfect in his sight. Strive to be everything that he says you are. Change your mind. Change your body. Change your life. Be diligent. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the blessings that you poured into our lives. You have blessed us, Lord, exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And Father, for your word that makes it so clear what your intentions are for us. So Father, again, this day, we recommit ourselves fresh and new to worship you, to magnify you, to follow you, to be diligent in every part of our lives, that you would be glorified in Jesus' name.
I hope you've been encouraged by the message today. Timeless is brought to you by Northside Worship Center. Northside Worship Center is a teaching ministry that prepares believers to bring in the harvest and trains them to apply Bible truths to their lives and to release the power of God. Our address is 3100 St. Lucie Boulevard in Fort Pierce. We're just east of the Treasure Coast International Airport. Our campus is also home to Northside Christian Academy. Northside Christian Academy offers a unique learning environment, allowing students to advance based on their individual learning ability. For more information, you may visit us on the web at northsideministries.org. Training for life, training for eternity.
Diligence is a decision. You can do anything you set your mind to do if you are diligent. Proverbs 10:4 states that idle hands make for poverty, but the hands of the diligent bring wealth. Hi, I'm Pastor Don. Thank you for sharing your time with us. I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. Our regular services are resuming at the Fort Pierce campus of Northside Worship Center. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. If you'd like to know more about our ministries, log on to northsideministries.org. We desire that you have all God's best as you grow in the knowledge of Him. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Guiding light, light I took for granted like the sun. Looking back there now, I gotta believe it, for it followed me no matter where I'd run. Through my darkest night, you shine your love so bright. I can see it now. It was you. To open up my